Morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. And you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Chaos reigns in your house, I presume, as per usual, with all sorts of things going on.
As per usual. I wouldn't want it any other way, Tony.
And in between all of that, you find time to do so many other things, and including talking to us about some of the events that are on in Crawley. First of which is on tomorrow. I know it's something that's very dear to your heart, is writing and that sort of stuff. Poem and a Rose is what it's called. What is that? What's that all about?
Yeah, it's Poem and a Rose, and it's with Diverse Crawley and Wordfest, and it's a celebration of women. So it's with International Women's Day, actually. And as you know, women, we're a great part of society, great part of the world. We do so much, not only bringing up kids, but helping in the house, helping out in the workplace. So it's a celebration of women and the achievements and the successes of women, actually. And it's an International Women's Day, and I think people celebrate it differently in different countries, but it's just to recognize women and all the great work that we do.
Yeah, I mean, it's very much a topic of conversation these days, women and women's capabilities. It's gone to a rather different level that I'm not going to go near this morning. But it's nice to see this sort of thing celebrated, and it's nice that we can celebrate, you know, the work of 50% of the population. I think it's absolutely wonderful. It's on at County Mall, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in County Mall between 12 and 2 p.m. And what it is that you get a poem and a rose, which I think a local poet has written a short poem. So Diverse Crawler will be handing out the roses and the poem to any public that comes, man and woman and child. So it doesn't matter. But it's such a lovely thing to do, and I've been part of it previously. And it's just so lovely to see people light up when you give the rose, and then when they read the poem. So it's lovely. It's such a lovely, nice event, and it's in the County Mall between 12 and 2 p.m.
Yeah, that sounds like a good thing. Just go search out the guy reading out the poems, I think, is the thing, isn't it? That's the way to put it. Right, okay, on to, we'll come back to WordFest because there are a couple of other events that I want to talk about. But for now, you've mentioned these people before. I've spoken to people to do with Caring for the Carers. It's not Care for the Carers, that's a different organisation, but doing roughly the same sort of thing is Caring for the Carers in a twice monthly event. For anybody that's finding the strain of caring for a loved one or someone else rather a heavy burden.
It's very difficult, and we discuss this a lot, don't we? How carers, and unpaid carers, by the way, so they don't get recognized for the work that they do. But you know, it's just a support group that meets, I think is it a Monday and a Wednesday of second Monday, isn't it, of every month, and it's done by Carer Support West Sussex, and they've got a well-being worker there, and it's about the carers coming together and just recognizing themselves and appreciating themselves. And then, you know, we talk about self-care, so this is just for them to have support, for them to voice whatever feelings or emotions that they have. So it's quite good. These groups are brilliant. So there's it's carers groups. So it's carers getting together, just, you know, sharing what they're feeling, sharing how they work as a carer. Like, it's not a burden. I wouldn't say a burden, Tony. I would rather say responsibility. And sometimes they think it's their duty to look after their loved ones. But it's just recognizing them and giving them a voice and saying, look, okay, we appreciate what you do. And then sometimes I think when you're a carer, you do kind of feel isolated. So it's nice to come together as a group, and everybody has similar experiences. And I think that's really nice, and it's brilliant of Carer Support to do that.
Yeah.
If you do want more information, you can get onto their email, which is info@carerssupport.org.uk.
Okay, and I know this month's event's taking place next Monday the 13th and next Wednesday the 15th, because, as I say, it is twice a month. It's on a Monday and a Wednesday. But where do they take part? Where do they take place?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're at the library. So they're usually at the library, Crawley Library. So, yeah, and it's a brilliant place. There's some, there's parking nearby. It's accessible through transport, public transport. Yeah. So it's a brilliant place, Crawley Library. As you know, there's so many things happening there. But, yeah, they meet in Crawley Library. And, yeah, you can get all the info by emailing carer support or even going on their website as well.
Yeah, and there is a phone number I've just discovered as well, 0300 028 8888. That phone number again, 0300 028 8888. That's for the carers support group, and it's carersupport.org.uk. Go take a little look, because it might be something for you if you are caring for someone and you find, yeah, you get times when you find it's probably all a little bit too much. So, and it's, yeah, it's well worth it, because you get the you get the benefit of talking to other people who are in a similar position, and you learn to find out how they deal with these things, or how they can cope with them. Or you might be able to share something with them that will help them. So a really, really good thing to go and do.
Definitely, definitely. I think it's so lovely to share, you know, your experiences, I think, and then find somebody who's going through something similar. Yeah. And, you know, it will stop the kind of feeling lonely, because I think as a carer, you do sometimes feel you're in on it your own, but you're not really. There are other people who are going through the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we'll... make a note of that one. I think we've got to get that one onto our info diary. Right, back to one of your favourite topics. We started with it, WordFest. And yes, the Crawley Festival of Words. And the Right Way Live, speaking of right, as W-R-I-T-E. Very clever play on words.
Yeah, brilliant. So this is hosted by Crawley Writers Circle. It's also part of WordFest, which is happening in March, and it's been happening for quite a few years now with WordFest and different events that WordFest hosts. So like last week sometime, there was a family day at the Crawley Library, which was a great success. And WordFest is about celebration of literature, poetry, spoken word. So I think it's so important what they do. But this is Crawley Writers, and they're presenting their own work. So there's a group of 8-9 writers, local writers. They're going to share their poems. There's going to be refreshments. There's going to be a small book sale as well from the local writers. And this is at Ifield Barn Theatre on Wednesday, the 22nd of March. The doors open at 7:15 and for the 7:30 start. It's a free event, by the way, Tony, and it'd be wonderful to hear local talent, local poems. It'd be wonderful to hear the variety of poems as well, and prose as well. So it's a brilliant free event to go to. Yeah, so if you need to find out more details, I've got Crawley Writers Circle at gmail.com. So that's their email.
Do they have a website at all? Because it seems that they put on more than one event. I mean, the next thing we're going to be talking about is another WordFest. And I think it's Crawley Writers. I think, yeah, it is. It's Crawley Writers Circle actually doing the, well, it's the Festival of Words. But do they have a website at all?
The website is up and running. It just needs a bit of tweaking, I think. You know, with websites, sometimes and they're volunteers, so it needs a bit of tweaking. But a lot of information is actually on Facebook and social media.
So there's a lot of Facebook.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there. There is a website, but it just needs a little bit more tweaking.
Okay.
But we'll get there. Mm.
Okay. Now, the other one, which is, say, is WordFest, is a couple of days later, actually. It's on the 25th of March. It's the Mother Tongue Cafe. I love the idea of this. Just explain a bit more about what this is all about.
Yeah, this idea came about a few years ago, actually. And I'm actually leading on this project, which is Mother Tongue Cafe. Yeah. And it's going to be hosted by WordFest again. I'm going to be presenting. So what it is, it's about language in Crawley. So the different languages that are spoken in Crawley. So we've got a diverse community coming together. So, for example, we've got somebody from Iraq who will be reading a bit of poetry in Iraqi language. We've got somebody reading Farsi, so from Iran. We've got some English prose. We've got some Russian poetry as well. So, yeah, it'd be brilliant. So it's a celebration of language, and this is where the mother tongue, the things that we grew up with, even if it's like Cockney slang or whatever, language is such a beautiful thing and such a good communicator. I mean, sometimes we might not even have somebody that can understand each other's, but it's just the celebration of it, just how we express ourselves. And I think it's so beautiful. So this has been, this is the second year that I'm leading on this, actually. So it's a brilliant project. We had a brilliant time last year, and hopefully this year we'll have a bit of music as well. From there's a person from Iran. He will be doing some music in Farsi.
Mm-hmm. Language is a wonderful thing. I mean, if you're lazy like me, you know English. I didn't even learn French at school. Just couldn't quite grip it. I've been abroad to many different places, and I'm always in awe of anybody who can sort of just go from one language to another, completely at ease, and understand the whole conversation. So I'm guessing this is also a good idea to go along and, well, learn a little bit about some other languages as well, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And I think just to listen to a different language, and just, you know, you don't need to understand it all, but just take it all in. Take the culture, the heritage, and there will be some of the members will be talking about a bit about the history of their language and how significant it is to them and their lives and their childhood. But yeah, so this is on Saturday, the 25th of March. It's 6 p.m. to 7:30 at Cafe Nero, which is in town. It's a free event. Bring your family and friends. You can go onto WordFest website and you can book through Eventbrite as well. So it's just such a wonderful event, and I just think it's, once again, it's diversity, making everybody come together, inclusiveness, and celebrating really what who we are as human beings, really, and what we all have to offer.
Yeah, sounds like a really, really, really good thing. You know, as I say, the language thing is one of those fascinating things, and we can all learn from the languages that are spoken around the world. And it's nice to see how words are spoken. It's a clever thing, words.
Yes, of course. And I think, it's just amazing how you can express yourself so much. We just sometimes, just a few lines, like in poetry, just a few lines can really touch you really in the heart, really, isn't it?
So, I was going to say, you're hosting this. Are you reciting anything at this at all?
I might be. Wait, let that maybe be a surprise.
Got to put the teaser out there, Parveen, because I'm sure there are many people that would love to hear some of your poetry and reciting it. So I think that would be a jolly good thing. Anyway, we're looking forward to that one. That's, let's say, at Cafe Nero. Finally, one thing that I've got, and I'm cheating a little bit here because we normally do it by the month and it's March, but I'm guessing that by the time we get to talk again, it'll be beyond this date. So I'm going to include it anyway. It's the 2nd of April. If you've got a dog, have you got a dog?
No, I don't
just
have a
children.
Dog, I'm afraid. Yeah. Just children, I think that's enough. I can't cope anymore with anything else in the house. Anything that's breathing, is I can't cope anymore.
I'll tell you, the dogs are easier than the children. But anyway, that's another story. It's a four-hour dog first aid training session. It's a CPD-accredited first aid course, suitable for all dog owners and professionals. Relaxed and friendly. There's no final test. There's essential life-saving skills that are available to every dog lover, and the things that you should know. And it's open to children over the age of 12 or if they're accompanied by a parent or guardian as well. So it's a dog first aid training thing taking place at Tilgate Community Centre. If you're a dog lover, this is one to get along to in amongst learning about the languages. But it's on the 2nd of April. And I'm sure there'll be details of that fairly soon on the SusieRadio.com website, as there will be with some of these other events as well, Parveen.
Brilliant. It sounds so good, though, Tony. I think I might get a dog just for that.
For me, they're one of life's joys, I have to say. I have two, and I wouldn't be without them. They're absolutely wonderful. Yeah. Parveen, it's been good to catch up today. Our time is... time has run out very, very quickly. I don't know where it goes, but it has. So we'll leave you to go and host your event on languages. later on this month, and we'll look forward to some more events for Crawley in April. Parveen Khan for now. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.